Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The sun is calling. Are you ready? From beach days to soccer plays. Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen helps protect your family's skin so you can focus on the fun, not the sun. With no fragrances, parabens, or phthalates, our mineral sunscreen is designed for your sensitive skin and trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents alike. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Shop now on Amazon.com.
The Burt Show.
I think a lot of men take a lot of pride in being the provider of the family, right? Maybe there's some power in that also. If you're the one bringing in more money, maybe it plays to a dude's ego. But for most guys, that's a safe place right there, to be the one making the money, right? So when it's challenged and you get into a relationship where a woman is making more than you, some guys feel like it's emasculating, right? So we get this email from a Burt Show listener that is wondering when she should break this news to her boyfriend that she's probably making way more than dude is making.
I think you're going to be surprised by the email because I read it ahead and it's not what you think it is.
Okay. Mm. All right. So is that what we do in radio?
I mean, I'd like to.
Something new. Read the emails before we're on the air. See, that's why you're sitting on these convention panels now.
You know what?
Cutting edge idea.
And just give me that Marconi now, baby.
Dear Burt Show, help me settle a debate, which turned into an argument with my friends. My friends know that I make pretty good money. However, they can't understand why my boyfriend, who I live with, pays a larger share of our bills, okay? Well, when he convinced me to move in with him, he told me that since he made more, he would pay more for everything. Well, now I do earn more than he does, but that is because I have a second job. It was my hobby and has become pretty profitable. As far as he knows, it's just a hobby, nothing more. He wasn't the least bit supportive of the idea of me turning it. He wasn't the least bit supportive of the idea of me turning it into a business and thought I was being ridiculous. So I just kind of started doing it behind his back. It's not easy. It takes quite a bit of work on top of my regular 9 to 5. So I feel that if he wasn't supportive of me doing this in the first place and didn't think it would make any money, I see no reason why he should benefit from it. Am I wrong? Okay, that is different than what I thought it was going to be. Anybody want in on this early? 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Yeah, she's essentially hiding income from her boyfriend. Now, I can't say I don't blame her because he was dismissive of what she wanted to do and didn't give her the proper support. And if you're in a loving relationship, like you're going to be honest, but you're going to be supportive. Like, you know, my husband has no problem like sharing concerns. Like he troubleshoots everything to a fault. And I'm like, can't we just have fun? So he troubleshoots everything, but that's very much the logical side of his brain. And he wants to make sure he covers all bases and thinks of anything that could go wrong. So you know, if that was the case, sure. But then if this is something you're very passionate about and your heart's in it, then the person that you are with who loves you should want to support you. So I don't blame her for hiding this income. At the same time, you have all this extra income and your boyfriend is still paying the same amount and supporting you. It feels like, and I know, Mo, you say this all the time, even though we are the show that are like, two wrongs do make right.
Make good ratings is what we mean.
There you go. Preach. I do feel like two wrongs don't make a right here. And it's not that you're going to shove it in his face, but I think you are forthcoming. If you're going to see longevity in this relationship, then I think you call him out and be like, it would have been really nice for you to have been more supportive. I am making XYZ now, and I think it's only fair that we split the bills evenly.
Sorry, Mo, go ahead.
I agree. I think, I get the pettiness in it. I do. Because he didn't support you, I completely get feeling like I don't owe you anything for that reason. But like Kristen said, if you're going to be in a supportive and loving relationship, I don't think that's the way to go about it. I would probably rub it in his face and remind him that you didn't believe in me and look what it's become. But because he was willing to go the extra mile to support you when he had it, I think it's only right that you return that now that you do.
I love when you guys call in early. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for taking the time and calling in.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, where are you standing on this?
All right, so I have a side hustle. I do artwork on the side. I do portraits, and I'm just a local artist out of where I live. And my husband knows about it, and he doesn't make it a point to, like, include it into our, like, household income. Like, he's totally supportive of me doing it as a hobby. He's supportive of it being a full-time job. So I think she should just sit on it. I think you make that money, sit on it.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you guys this. Does it change the texture of the conversation if this was an OnlyFans page that he morally had an issue with?
Ooh. Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah, for sure. If it's something like, I feel like that's a completely different conversation.
Okay.
And I was going to ask, does it change the conversation if he was the one that had a side hustle? Like, if you put yourself in his shoes, like, would you want to know if there was all this additional income coming in? And you know, like, it's not that they're just boyfriend, girlfriend. I know they're not married, so, like, things haven't, like, finances haven't intertwined. But you are cohabitating together. You're mm-hmm. living together, and you're sharing bills. So there has to be some disclosure of finances. I don't think hiding things from each other is healthy.
I say keep your money secret. I think you need to build up a fund. Somebody like that who doesn't support your hobbies, I think you got to be careful around. Now you know him better. What I would do, though, is insist on paying half. I would say, this is not fair for you to carry me, knowing I'm making the money, and I would insist on paying half, and then I could feel morally good about he and I splitting the bills, and I've got my own fund in the back that if we get married, then he can know about.
I would respect that a lot if she did that. Just came straight up and said, I'm paying my way now. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Isn't it infuriating when you had roommates, when you went to go to the fridge, that's something you were thinking about eating, like, for 24 hours? Maybe it was Chinese leftovers or whatever, and you're like, oh, craving that. And you go to the fridge, and your roommate ate them. That's a fight. That's a fight.
Absolutely.
Same thing happens here in the office, right? You have something you want to eat, you go to the fridge, and a coworker is eating it. It's no different than in your house. There you are, craving that one thing. You go to the fridge, it's gone. How can it be rectified? Kristen and Bart have tension over this.
I was so serious about this. I put this in my vows when we got married. I kid you not. I had, like, very sweet vows, and my little jovial punch was like, yes, all that I will love and honor and cherish you unless I come home and you've eaten the last of the ice cream, then all bets are off. That was literally in my wedding vows. So, much to my surprise, as we are 7+ years into this marriage, almost 20 years into this relationship, he should know by now, you don't eat the last of things.
And he's been compliant up until this point.
No, not really.
Okay.
But this was a 1-2-3 punch. And so it was our cold plunge day, and I wanted to treat myself to a sweet treat. So I wanted some dark chocolate covered almonds with sea salt. I go to get them. They're not there. Mm-mm. And then I was like, well, we have a leftover crumble cookie from yesterday, right? We had cut it up into fourths. There should have been a quarter left of it.
Uh-huh.
That was gone. So I knew what had happened. I knew he had ate them, but I texted him anyway because I wanted him to know that I knew. And I was like, yo, where's the chocolate covered almonds? Where's the cookie? And he's like, I ate them. And I'm like, and then I was like, all right, fine. I don't want to drink during the week, but I still need a treat. So I know there's like half a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc left in the fridge, right? Or maybe not, maybe like a third of a bottle. Fine. I just want a glass of wine. I go and open the fridge. Bottle of wine's gone.
This guy.
Damn.
So I know, I'm like, God, what have I been putting him through? That he's been housing. Sweet tweet. Sweet tweet. We need a sweet tweet. Sweet tweet and wine. So, of course, I needed him to know that I knew. So I texted him and I'm like, where's the wine? And he's like, I drank it. And I'm like, don't come home unless you're bringing something. Like, I don't care if it's the chocolate or if it's the wine. Don't come home unless you're bringing something. So Burt Show listener Rachel sent this to me, and I think she's a genius. And to prevent this from ever happening again in your home, mm-hmm. whether it's with your significant other or if it's with your kids, it's called the goodbye bite, okay? So she emails me, Kristen, listen to the bit about your husband eating all the cookies, wine, and almonds. My husband and I have a goodbye bite policy. If you're about to take the last bite of something, you have to offer the other a goodbye bite before it's all gone.
Mm.
She goes, we've even taught our one-year-old daughter this, LOL.
It's a good policy. Now, you would do that if you were, like, don't you normally do that if you guys are eating together, right, and you're eating off of the same plate? Maybe this falls under chivalry. I don't know. Or maybe it's just polite that if there's only one piece left, you offer it to the other person.
Oh, yeah, I always offer.
Always.
I definitely hope you say no, but I offer.
Right. Yeah, it's shocking when they say no. Right. No, right.
But the goodbye bite applies to, like, if you're pouring the last bit of cereal, right, and there's only a little bit left, you don't take it all, you offer a goodbye bite. If you look in the box of granola bars and there's only one left, you don't take it, you offer the goodbye bite. So we're going to institute the goodbye bite.
What if they're not in the house? You still gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
Oh,
it's the goodbye bite.
But I'm hungry.
No, then find something else if there's two of them.
Is there a way that you can have the bite, but you have to replace it before the other person gets home?
Okay. If you're gonna go to the grocery and you wanna eat it and you will have a full box replacement before the other person gets home, I think that's your caveat.
But it has to be the exact food item, right?
Exact.
So if you were gonna do this with crumble cookie, you're screwed because they change every week.
If it's not the chocolate chip.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to punch you in your throat.
Doesn't apply. Okay. There are levels to this.
Yes.
Okay.
The goodbye bite.
Okay.
But if you can replace it, it can be a see you later bite.
Ooh, I like that. A see you later
bite.
That's
not really goodbye.
As long as there's an end date to it, because if I get home and I haven't been informed about this, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to eat this cookie, but tomorrow I'm going to pick you up a box of those crumble cookies, perfect see you later bite. But if I come home and that text hasn't been sent, it's on.
No, I don't want a text. I'm coming home. I want a cookie. You're not eating it.
What you're talking about is a verbal commitment.
Yes.
Or it's almost a contract.
I need a verbal contract. I want it written down. I want blood stains. Like, we've got to do a handshake. Like, I need to know that I'm getting my sweet tweet at some point.
If my husband texts me, hey, can I have the last bite of the cookie? The answer is always going to be no. So there's no bothering him freaking texting me.
Got it.
The Bert Show.
Is it bad form to snack?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On an item, a food item that you're gonna buy at the grocery store.
Yes.
It's bad form?
Yes.
Now, I mean, if it's like, I think we're gonna play this clip and they even use this as the example. If it's like a banana or if it's like a grape where you're paying for by the pound, that seems inappropriate to me.
Well,
but
because you're stealing.
Yeah, because you're stealing.
You can't wait at the end because it's in your belly.
But what if you're like, I don't know, buying chips?
I've done that.
Technically, it's not yours till you buy it, right?
Yeah, you haven't paid for it yet.
All right, so that was the question one TikToker was asking the other day as she was checking out.
I also opened this in store. I'm sorry, I was so hungry. Okay.
And then the Today Show started discussing if it's appropriate or not.
You're buying grapes. Those are weighed by the pound, so you can't eat those ahead of time. But, you know, a package of sushi that you're going to pay for, a thing of Oreos, whatever you want, as long as you pay for it.
Do we want to live in a world where we go to the grocery store and people are treating the grocery store aisles like it's some sort of buffet?
63% of Today.com readers said that they would never eat in the grocery store.
Free yourself. Try it once and see how free you
I've done this.
I've done it.
Yeah, and I did it. I was actually at Target, and I forgot to bring a snack. So I went to his snack aisle, and I got some crackers. I opened the box, and I gave him some. And then we paid for them when we left.
This might make me a hypocrite, but that sounds like an emergency. When you have a hungry two-year-old, but just you're hungry. If you're an adult, you can wait until you pay for the product.
I see I'm walking down the aisle. There's a protein bar there. All of a sudden, I'm like, I didn't think I was hungry, but I am. And then I just start eating it.
The beginning of Aladdin is all about this. He took an apple and started eating it and then got chased by guards. That's how you know it's wrong.
Kaylee,
Yeah, so I had an ex-girlfriend the one time. Well, actually, it happened a few times. We would go into the grocery store, and she was craving pickle juice. So she went into the pickle aisle, opened up the pickles, and started drinking the juice out of the jar. Yeah.
She paid for the jar, though, right?
Well, one time she pissed me off. I was like, I ain't paying for that.
Well, put it back?
Yeah.
What? She drank out of the jar and put it back on the shelf?
Well, she made me mad.
That's not even a question. That's actually illegal.
Yes. Yeah.
Disgusting. Come get me, okay?
See, no, now you have those buttheads that were going through the frozen food section, licking ice cream and putting it back, and now you've just given the idea for these idiotic TikTokers to go into the pickle aisle and start chugging pickle juice and putting it back.
You're welcome.
They're spitting in iced tea, like the Arizona iced tea, big gallon buckets, too. They're opening them and spitting them.
No. Can we have nothing? No, we can't. We have no nice things because of idiots. All right, so Cassie, talk about the universe working in a, not mysterious, but in a magical way to out this man's infidelity.
This, I could not imagine being this woman. And I can't find the original source of the video for credit, but it's all over TikTok. A woman who is a DoorDash driver went to make a food delivery like normal. And who opens the door? Her husband. And it's not their house.
Could you imagine?
We have the audio.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You're meant to be in London. This is the business trip. Are you for real? Is this real? Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Adam! Well, say something for God's sake. What are you doing here? Let me see who you are. Who are you?
Adam, what's the shouting?
Abby's missus is what the shouting is.
What?
I'm his missus. Yes.
Your missus delivery driver.
Are you really doing that? Are you for real? We live together. We live together and have lived together for about 3 years now. And he told me that you were on a business trip. And I'm just kidding. I'm not joking you. I'm not joking. You have to be with you.
She wants that.
You pig!
You're not sitting here.
Good. You're not coming home.
Where can I go then?
You can go to the gutter where you belong, you filthy pig.
Nice.
She had a comeback like that. I mean, watching that video, here she is just, you know, door dashing like she always does. Hits, you know, she's there at the Ring camera, hits the Ring camera, the door opens, and there's her man standing there in a strange woman's apartment as she is delivering food to that apartment. And that's how he got busted.
The universe wanted him to be caught. Wow, what are the chances?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what are the odds? And then also, he has to be pretty stupid. Because if you know your wife does door dashing like as her job or on the side, and if you are in the vicinity of where you live, knowing, and then... you and your side piece, your side chick, order food from DoorDash, you kind of deserved it.
Yeah, they got like four other competitors. I wouldn't even use DoorDash.
Right?
I would use any of the other people.
Something. Yes. Postmates, Uber Eats.
Any one of them.
I don't know. Walk to a restaurant and get your own damn food. Oh, but that was just...
Well, the audacity when he tries to be like, Mrs. Delivery Driver.
Oh,
come on. What I love, though, is that the quote-unquote side piece immediate was like, you're not staying here. Like, 1,000% immediately believed her and was like, get out. And then he's like, well, where am I going to go? Should have thought about that before you started cheating, saying you were on a business trip to London.
I'm Mo. Are you ready for me to make your life better?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. All right. So anybody who is an overthinker, like Mo, you are a self-professed overthinker. You have said it numerous times on this show, correct?
I'm like the overthinker of overthinking.
Give us an example of what that might look like. When's the last example of you just completely overthinking a situation where it just couldn't get out of your mind?
I do it every night. I think it's one of the reasons why I don't sleep well ever. Like somebody told me once, you'll never sleep well unless you have peace in your life. That's a part of sleeping well. And I think I never have peace because every night I'm overthinking my entire day. What I said, what I didn't say, how somebody might have taken it. If I should have taken something differently, I'm thinking about things that haven't happened yet. Like, what if it goes this way? I'm constantly in my brain about everything.
How long does this process go on in your head before you fall asleep? I mean, it's part of your routine now.
About 30 minutes, I'd say.
Like,
if I'm exhausted, I'll be sleeping 15 minutes. I'm never sleeping less than 15 minutes.
So let me wrap my head around this for just one second, Kristen. The last part of your day, every day, the last 15 minutes before you're supposed to go to sleep, is stressing yourself out about things that happened in that day.
100%.
Whoa.
Either things that happened that day or things that haven't happened yet for the next day. And I try my best to like just stop it, just to completely. I've tried meditating. I've tried different exercises to get me to stop doing it, but it's like impossible to me.
I have to introduce you to my friend Delta 8. he's very kind and he makes you think less.
Okay.
Okay, that is not my advice. But I saw this post. Credit goes to Business Growth Mentor. And as soon as I read this, I'm like, I have to share this with Mo. It says, overthinking is the biggest cause of unhappiness. It took me 9 years to beat overthinking. Here are the 8 ways you can beat overthinking.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm trying not to overthink it.
The problem is rarely the problem. 99% of the harm is caused in your head by you and your thoughts. 1% of the harm is caused by reality, what actually happens in the outcome. Most of the time, the problem isn't the problem. The way you think about the problem is.
I would agree with that. That's deep. Mm-hmm.
Avoid self-rejection. Don't think you deserve that opportunity? Apply for it anyways. Don't think your article is good enough? Publish it anyways. Don't think they'll reply to your email? Send it anyways. Never overthink yourself into self-rejection.
I don't think that's ever been part of your problem.
I don't think so either.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, I won't put certain songs out, or I'll do videos for my social media and then hate them and then won't put them out. I do that a lot where I think it's not good enough, so I just won't do anything with it.
Silence and time. The truth is, most problems aren't solved with more thinking. They're solved with less. You'll find most of the answers you're looking for in silence, in time band with a clear mind. If you can't solve a problem, stop trying to.
See, that's funny because I try to avoid silence by any means because that's typically when my mind becomes a playground.
An important question. When you start criticizing yourself for past mistakes or seeing disaster around every corner, ask yourself, is there anything I can do right now to change the past or to positively influence the future? If the answer is yes, do it, take action. If the answer is no, be at peace, let it go. You have to take action or let it go. Everything else is self-harm.
I worry about things I can't change all the time. Mm-hmm. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. You gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, the next one is the power of now. You're not going to overthink your way to a better future. You're not going to overthink your way to a better past. All you have is now. And what you do with now can make right of your past and make good of your future. Make peace with yesterday. Let go of tomorrow. Grab hold of now.
Ooh, let go.
All right, fact checked your own thoughts. Your thoughts will create scenarios in your mind that reflect your insecurities, fears, and worries. It's important to always fact check your own thoughts before accepting them, because in highly emotional situation, your thoughts will tell you stories that aren't true.
Mm.
Fact check yourself.
That's a big one right there. Yeah, I felt that one.
Acceptance is peace. No amount of anxiety will change your future. No amount of regret will change your past. Mm. Peace is found in acceptance. Accept imperfection. Accept uncertainty. Accept the uncontrollable. You don't have to understand, tolerate, or even forget something. But if you want peace, you must accept it.
I want peace so bad.
And then lastly, health starts in your mind. You can go to the gym, you can eat healthy, do yoga, drink water, take vitamins, but if you don't directly confront the negativity in your thoughts, you will never truly be healthy.
Ain't that the truth? Wow.
True health is measured by the quality of our thoughts and the peacefulness of our mind. Health starts in your mind.
Those are fantastic.
Wow.
Very good. Thank you, Kristen.
I will send you the link.
Please do.
So you can, instead of ruminating like you do every night before you go to bed, just read that list.
I need to read it daily. I was just about to say that. I'm going to do that. I'm
you need
it.
To make it into a poster and stick it to the ceiling of
your
bedroom. Yeah. Yes. Remove that mirror you have up there and just put that up there.
Put a little spotlight on it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A Bird Show.
All right, let me run this by you guys, because I thought this was kind of a silly debate that I heard the other day. But maybe, Abby, give me a little bit of insight here. So there's a podcast called The Relatables, right? And it's two dudes that are sitting around talking about relationships and cutting it up and stuff like that. And one of the dudes said that his girlfriend was out on the town, I guess with a bunch of other girls, while he wasn't there. And she's out doing her thing and partying and everything. And when she comes home that night, she's got a hoodie on from another dude. Okay, she was cold. Her boyfriend wasn't around. So somebody on the street that she barely even knows offers her his hoodie. She takes it, says thank you. I don't know if they exchange phone numbers so he can get it back, but that's what I'm assuming or whatever.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
That's a fact.
Over $100 right there, which is a good point. It's one of the dudes made that point also. So she walks back in the house, and she's got this on. He's like, where'd you get that? And she's like, oh, some dude, I was cold last night, and he let me borrow it because, you know, warm me up. And he's like, oh, no. No. So they started to have this debate. Is it cheating? Is it disrespectful? Or is it simply a dude trying to help a girl out that was cold that night?
So if you're sitting here feeling like, well, she was cold. What is she supposed to do? Come home without the hoodie on? Like, that's not disrespectful. Think about if your man came home from a night out on the town with a woman's scrunchie on his wrist that wasn't yours. To me, that's the only somewhat equivalent.
Because he had a cold wrist?
I don't know. Maybe he has like a man bun. Yeah, maybe he's got like a woman's scrunchie in his hair. There's not a lot of male-female equivalents when it comes to this kind of stuff.
But he was eating tacos and his hair was getting in his face, so he needed to pull it back.
Okay. So yeah, offered it up here.
Yes, yes.
But this is the closest comparison I can come to. You would feel so icky about it. And I get it's a little bit different because you don't necessarily need a scrunchie. You could argue that if depending on how cold it is, she might need the jacket. But if I was out at a bar and someone gave me their hoodie, I'm giving it back to them before I leave the bar.
Absolutely.
To me, it's very, I mean, it could be completely innocent. I think it's something that you could get over. It's something you could get past. But to me, this is very, very icky.
Really disrespectful.
I would consider it disrespectful unless it is snowing outside out of nowhere and you didn't know the weather was going to be like that.
Yeah, the issue here isn't the loaning of the hoodie wherever you are. Like Abby said, you need to give that hoodie back before you leave because now you have to reach back out to said person who you met at the bar and there's going to be a second interaction because of the hoodie.
It's a really good play on his part.
Totally.
To get in and get the phone number, or maybe they exchange Insta or TikTok or whatever. It's a really good strategy.
I might be alone in this, but I literally wouldn't care. And I have come home wearing other men's hoodies before, but they're all friends. They're all friends who my husband knows, but I guess my theory is like...
Not a friend, though. Say it's a stranger, but a guy you met in a bar.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to touch their hoodie, honestly. I'd be like, ew, get away. But my thing is... If your partner's going to cheat, a hoodie at a bar isn't going to be the thing that makes them cheat. So just let them have another contact. Like, literally, if they leave you and they cheat on you, you are not the one for them. And do you really want to fight for somebody and put all these rules and insecurities in place to keep somebody who doesn't want to respect you in the first place?
One of these dudes said he would kick her out of the house if she came in with somebody else's hoodie. As soon as she explained it, he'd say, get out.
I don't know that I would kick her out, but I'd probably leave myself. I would feel that disrespected. I remember getting in trouble for this being on the other side of it because I let my girl at the time, her cousin was cold. And it was at one of my like after parties at a show. And I had on like this sweater jacket thing. And she was like, I'm freezing. And I'm thinking like, this is my girl's cousin. Like, this can't be a big deal. So I just gave it to her. I didn't think anything of it. She was steaming. She was so upset that I did that. And I didn't understand it. But now that I'm looking at it from the other way around, if it were my cousin, I wouldn't have cared. But a stranger, and you came home with it, like you could have taken it off before you got home.
Uh-huh.
It would make me start to think in my head, were you trying to make sure that y'all contacted each other again?
Yep.
Did you not even think about how this would make me feel? That would be enough disrespect for me to have to walk away.
I guess because I hold women to a higher standard when it comes to these kind of things.
You shouldn't.
That I almost think that she should have seen through that ploy.
Yeah.
Like, I almost put, yeah, It just seems like women would see through that, where dudes would be innocent enough to go, oh, well, I didn't even realize it was disrespectful.
Unless, I mean, and there's we're making a lot of assumptions, and there's all different kinds of scenarios. Unless she was just freezing her butt off, and she asked him to borrow his hoodie rather than him offering up to her, making it a play.
Nah, call me. I'll pull up with a hoodie for you. a seat warmer, whatever else you need.
Yeah,
yeah,
listen,
I'll pull up.
I kind of feel like the dude should return the hoodie to the dude and not the woman returning the hoodie to the dude.
That is ridiculous.
I love it.
Chivalry is giving someone your jacket when they're cold, and then you can be an adult and women and men can just interact. Thank you for your hoodie for keeping me warm. Have a nice day.
I slid my number in there.
You know the boyfriend put his cologne on and everything. Gave it right back.
Now she smell like him.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.